Monday, January 29th. Going to do the PR follow-up and so on this afternoon when he came back from Walker's, where he had been last night. Wants Henry and me to see Teddy White before he finishes his book. Wants to follow up with the wife of Lieutenant Colonel Nolde, the last man to be killed in Vietnam. Wants to be sure that no one talks to Saidi. He's very distressed with time, especially since they did the Marlon Brando cover on Inauguration Week instead of covering the inaugural as a cover story. Says he wants no more state visits this year. He's concerned about getting a master schedule for state visits in the U.S., evenings at the White House, all the general activities. Wants to develop a policy toward press and media, not just going on the president's hunches, and a policy toward what social events, dinners, and so on he goes to. Got back into the Secret Service question again, and also some ideas on miscellaneous personnel points. On the plane back to Washington, he got into the Vietnam follow-up. He had read Henry's briefing and discovered that he had missed our points. There was nothing regarding the president's role. He never used peace with honor. And he's all the more determined to keep Henry from meeting with Reston or Gwertzman of the Times. And on January 29th,